scum and villainy. Steady on, Alec. Coming up before 11, Barry Rutter talks Shakespeare. However, I don't think he's odds all top walking his staffy, but it's a couple of clues for where in the world is Andy Mossack. Now, the man himself, in half an hour's time, but I need your help tracking him down. And here is clue number one. This particular island is where Lord Nelson was posted and met his wife, Fanny Nesbitt, here. They were married beneath a giant silk cotton tree, which is still growing strong today. Ooh. Now, Lord Nelson in his career was posted practically the known world, wasn't it? Doesn't exactly narrow it down. Particular island, though, is where Lord Nelson was posted and met his wife, Fanny Nesbitt. They were married beneath a giant silk cotton tree, which is still growing strong today. So where is he? There is another clue, which I'll give you just after 11 o'clock tonight. As soon as you hear Sister Sledge, there'll be a clue coming for you. I've no idea where he's going to be. I'm thinking out west. I'm thinking the West Indies. I'm thinking he's out there somewhere. Particular point in his career and in his life. You might know better than me, though. 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. So, Shakespeare after the Four Seasons. There's Paul with you, weather. Let's have a look at the second clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack. So, we know the first one is where Lord Nelson met his wife, Fanny Nesbitt. The second clue, this twin island nation, once an important British colony, but now still part of the British Commonwealth, has its roots in the sugarcane plantations. So there you have it, the second clue. There's the Lord Nelson connection, and sugarcane plantations is your second clue. Still part of the British Commonwealth. I'm liking the Leeward Islands. That's where I'm going for. I'm agreeing with Sue and Jeff the Sharolite. I think that's where we are. Tell you what, then. Result of the election follows Sister Sledge. Pam in Louth saying, Andy's on the island of Nevis in the Caribbean. Very nice, I shall take it. Also, Seth saying, Andy's on the island of Nevis in the Caribbean. Take it stuff. So, where in the world is Andy? Thanks for your help. After the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver, we'll find out, I suppose, won't we? Brothers, Arms and Mary. 20 past 11, then. On a Tuesday night. Now, it's a little out of the ordinary. Normally with us on a Thursday, but just for tonight, he's with us in a different part of the world. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Now, thank you very much for all of your help with the clues. I think the Lord Nelson clue, where he met his wife, Fanny Nesbitt, and where he got married, one of the iconic men of history. I think that might have given it away for one or two people, but I suppose it's high time we find out. Good evening, Andy.
Hi, Ross. How's it going?
I'm all right, my friend. Nice to talk to you as always. Now, we've come to the conclusion you're on Nevis. Is that right?
The island of Nevis, actually.
Nevis?
Nevis, yes. Smaller sister to St. Kitts, which is just 2 miles across what they call the Narrows.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Caribbean island. It's like a hat-shaped island. It's literally only 36 square miles in diameter, and we've got this wonderful volcano in the middle, the Nevis Peak, 3,000 feet up, right in the center. So everything sort of in terms of resorts and fun stuff is around the outside with this gigantic mountain in the middle. So it's a lot of fun, yeah, and well done to everyone who managed to spot it.
Well, I think it was the Nelson clue that really did it.
Yeah, well, we went to the actual tree today, and I stood underneath it, in fact, and I might even post a little photo on the Facebook page of me underneath Nelson's tree.
Wow. Oh, what a tree. Now, that's where he married his wife, because he was sent over there, obviously, in the Navy. I think it was when he was a captain, wasn't it?
That's right. And she used to live in this very plantation. In fact, the Nesbitt Plantation Beach Club was her home for a time, and I'm very lucky to have with me Tim, who's the manager here at the Plantation Beach Club, and he's a real expert on the island, so no better than someone who's actually lived here for many years.
Okay, pass him over. Tim, is that you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. Nice to always nice to make a new friend, Tim.
Thank you.
How long have you been on the beautiful island?
Well, off and on, I've been here for about 26 years, so myself and my family absolutely adore and love Nevis.
So was it the hotel trade and the business that took you to the island the first time?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's my started off in the hotel business when I was 14 and landed here and have been very happy for a very long time.
Now, we talk about the long history of the islands, and of course it's still part of the Commonwealth, so there is this tie between the island and Britain.
Yeah, that started in the early days before the Industrial Revolution, or around that time, as part of the sugar industry. Sugar cane was grown here and then traded for textiles in England, and then the finished products were traded in Africa for another product, which we don't like to talk about these days.
Of course. It's worth saying that, I mean, Andy just mentioned it there, but Lord Nelson's wife, the lady he eventually married, was from a family of plantation owners, wasn't it?
That's correct. This site is quite an impressive building, set back from the beach on 30 acres. The original stone building, we have the original keystone in the building. Beautiful old solid structure built to withstand all sorts of foul weather that can come this way once in a while, like hurricanes.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to mention this.
It's a beautiful place, Russ, I must say. It's very colonial. Mm. And the people here, you know, it's such a small island. You know, you look at all the other Caribbean islands, Barbados and Trinidad and all these places, and they're quite big. Most people would probably say, well, one looks like another. But Nevis really is something special because it's so small, everybody knows everybody. There isn't a traffic light on the island, believe it or not, and it's just so laid back. And the other cool thing, you're never going to believe this, is they've had a blues festival here this weekend. It's quite remarkable, actually, because a place that's kind of into reggae and calypso, they're trying to bring blues to the community here. I don't think they've quite grasped it yet, but it was a terrific concert, three nights. Really, it was a blast.
So a blues festival. I mean, who was on the bill, Andy?
Right, I've got, I mean...
Now, bear in mind, Andy...
Have you heard of Ian Siegel?
Yeah, the name rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, Simon McBride, who I can tell you is an unbelievable guitar player. He was like... he's sort of a reincarnation of Rory Gallagher, fantastic guitarist, and a lovely lady called Denise Gordon. I mean, these are all British artists, you know. It's the brainchild of this guy, Richard Pavitt, who has a blues record company in England. And he just wanted to sort of bring a different type of music genre to the Caribbean, because you've got loads of reggae festivals over here, but, you know, blues is something different. And actually, when you think about it, it's, you know, it's got black roots to it, of course, so there's no reason why they shouldn't kind of embrace it too.
Now, we talk about embracing it here. I mean, was the turnout good for the gigs? Was the festival well attended here? Because it's all well and good launching something, but if nobody comes, Andy, you've got to cut your losses.
Well, after about 10 rum punches, Russ, I don't think we cared, but it was great. There must have been, I guess, 300 or 400 people, yeah, I think, every night. And, they kind of all, you know, it was the talk of the island, to be honest, and everyone was terrifically well-behaved. They all enjoyed themselves, and I know the artists were really enjoying themselves. So, they've been here for a week, too, so... They've enjoyed the hospitality of the island too, so why not?
Well, we must hold our hands up in here and say, if you are a gigging blues musician and somebody says, I'm trying to launch a new festival, and you come and play at it, and you go, oh, where is it going to be? In a soggy field outside Dover? Where's it going to be? No, it's going to be on Nevis. I shall be there tomorrow, I imagine.
No, there's worse places, right?
Yeah, to be fair. So you got, potentially...
I know, and they're doing a lot of things with the tourist board here. I mean, the other one is the Mango Festival, which is going to be in July. They're calling it Mango Madness, and they've invited some British chefs across to come up with all these different exciting recipes that obviously involve mangoes. And apparently for an island that's only 30 miles around, you've got 40 different varieties of mango. I mean, who knew? Who knew?
40.
There'd be one, right?
40 different varieties. There aren't that many mangoes in the world, are there, surely?
That's what I thought, but listen, you know, they can tell you. They're all different here. They're all different. And I love it. I tell you, I've got so many stories, but the good one is I had two taxi drivers today, this week. One was called Marlon Brando, no kidding, and the other one was Calvin Klein.
Right. I mean, and you know, Marlon knows everybody. You know, wherever you go, he said, just mention it's Marlon Brando. They know. You know, don't worry. Tell them I sent you here.
Okay.
So that's the kind of place. You know, it's small, but it's terrific.
And where else? Where else in the world?
Someone like
can
me,
you
who's sort of seen quite a lot of the world, I must say, I've been really taken with this place. I think it's a wonderful part of the world.
Now, well, I should imagine it is. I mean, it's beautiful, exotic. But let's get down to brass tacks here, Andy. Yeah. You got to get there in the first place, then you got to stay there. So kind of how are you looking at it from that point of view?
Well, Tim can tell you about staying here, but to get here is pretty easy from England because there's a BA flight direct. It just stops in Antigua for about 15 minutes, and then it comes straight into St. Kitts, which is obviously the neighbourly island, and then
yes.
You take a fast boat taxi across, 6 minutes across the water, straight into Nevis. Simple as that, really. So it's about 9 or 10 hours, and we're about 5 hours back, so it's only kind of 6:30 in the evening here. But it's the good thing is it's probably easier to get here from Britain than it is from America, which is, you know, considerably nearer.
Yeah.
So then as far as accommodation is concerned, we got the Plantations and we got some other hotels, boutique hotels too, Tim.
We have a total of 405 hotel rooms on the island. 200 of those are in one resort, the Four Seasons Resort, which is a fabulous location on Pinney's Beach. And the rest of the rooms are spread amongst 10 to 15 smaller guest houses where we're sitting right now in Nisbet Plantation. We have 36 rooms on 30 acres on the beach.
Okay, so plenty of options then in terms of where to stay on the island and how to get there. And how long are you there for, Andy? Are you there for another couple of days, or are you going to... Is there another festival you're trying to take in while you're over there?
Well, there is a reggae festival in July in St. Kitts, but no, I've been here since last week, so we're going home tomorrow.
Ah, well...
All good things come to an end, Russ.
Exactly,
know?
And that is, unfortunately, where we must leave it tonight, but thank you very much for your time, Andy, and have a wonderful time on Nevis, and thank you to Tim as well for taking the time out this evening, well, this afternoon, rather, to have a chat to us and tell us about the island. So it might be a bit of a special treat, sort of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You can't do it every day, can you? But there you have it. Nevis. A little bit of Nelson history. So Andy will be back on his travels and we'll be talking to him again, I'm sure, some point in the future. He'll be here, there, on absolutely everywhere. The only thing that we know is I'm going to need your help trying to figure it out from the clues. So on the island of Nevis. And I must hold my hand up and say, aside from the Nelson connections and, of course, the other history of it, the only places you tend to hear it these days are the Olympics, aren't you? With the Kitts and Nevis athletes who will turn up, and the only places you tend to hear it. Late show at the BBC.